ARC expert Dr. Bill Lawrence.
With ARC's interactive decision aid, you can click through a series of easy-to-read screens to learn about what is called clinically localized prostate cancer. You'll learn about the various options for treating it and the benefits and risks of each treatment. The aid helps you and your healthcare team make the best treatment decision based on your priorities and circumstances. It also builds your own information summary that you can take to your next appointment.
To use ARC's free web-based decision aid on prostate cancer, visit effectivehealthcare.ahrq.gov. Healthcare 411 is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
It takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
You just don't see. The person's soul's like gone.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable.
Now is the moment to stop Alzheimer's disease. Call Bright Focus at 855-345-6237.
Hi, this is Otto Bruno, inviting you to a musical party this and every week on the Sunday Music Festa and the Otto Show. Our guests may include Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, or who knows, maybe even Count Basie or Joe Williams, Bobby Darin. Lady Ella herself could stop by. It's a musical celebration every week on the Sunday Music Festa and the Otto Show. That's Sundays at 12 noon right here on Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 apparel is available online. Whether it's a long or short sleeve t-shirt, half zip fleece, hooded sweatshirt, or baseball cap that you're looking for, you'll find it at the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org.
This is afternoon host Phil Dodd. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with many great thank you gifts, including Jazz CDs, DVDs, Jazz 90.1 clothing, and our new enhanced member card. With discounts to dozens of restaurants and businesses in the Rochester area and beyond. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show. Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 16th of March, Anno Domini 2013, and you lucky people. You're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're going to be bringing, it's 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. We are here for yous.
And this was a busy week. First we had Pi Day, so we all had to eat pie. Then it was the Ides of March, so we had to kill Romans. Now we have the pledge drive. And then tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, so we can drink.
And also, what was...
So it's drink, eat pie, and kill Romans.
Wait a minute. No, there was one other one in there.
The Pope got announced.
Wednesday was potato day. Because at work we had potato chips. All kinds of potato chips. They kept bringing out bags and bags of potato chips.
Okay.
So that was just... I don't know. It's just another one of those things, you know what? It's good reason to have free food.
Somebody gets lobbied to their local congressman, and you can get a day named after you, or a week, or a month. Takes.
Well, yeah. We can lobby for Soundbites Day.
Let me apologize to all the people.
Push the broadcast button.
I did this button. Time. This time I did. But I want to apologize to all the people for missing the opening of the show. I just can't set up, start up, get ready to go. in the 2 minutes that we have. So I missed the start of the show, and I apologize. It is what it
Slacker.
Is. It's the way it's going to be. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to go. Let's start with some form of news. That'll be probably the most fun we could have. I wonder what I did with my news. Oh, yeah.
So like we were saying, it was a busy day.
Well, you know what? We're doing more and more and more and more as we go along, and there's just the three of us, and we just don't have time. And we're not, like, as I've said many times, we don't have space for anybody else, so it really is just going to be us. But it takes time to get set up. All right. Google Now is arguably the single best feature found in Android Jelly Bean, and soon it seems it may be coming to iOS, Windows 8, and Chromebooks. Everywhere. Google Now brings you search results before you even go looking for them. Just swipe up inside of Google's search app or from any home screen on the Nexus 4, 7, 10, the Galaxy Nexus phone, whatever, whatever. And Google Now activates. From there, the Google search app delivers today's weather, your Google Calendar appointments, directions to home or work, depending on what time of day it is and where you are, a heads up to nearby events, the score from your favorite sports team's latest games, boarding packages, package tracking, dinner reservations, a whole lot more stuff. On Tuesday, Engadget was tipped off to a YouTube video that is reportedly a Google ad promoting Google Now on the iPhone and iPad. If the video isn't real, it's a fantastic fake. The voiceover, the artwork, the happy hipster pop soundtrack are all spot on Google. Meanwhile, French web developer Francois Beaufort, found a Chrome flag for Google Now in the latest version of Chromium, a version of Chrome's Google's Chrome browser used by developers before updates hit the public that would enable Google Now's usage in both Google's Chrome OS and Windows 8. Yet while there are plenty of hits Google Now will venture outside of Android, there's still no confirmation. A Google spokes individual said the company isn't commenting on YouTube video or Beaufort's Chromium find. So, our question to you at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Google Now on every device? And the choices are, I can't wait, I'm interested in trying it, maybe, I suppose, no, Siri is like my BFF, and I don't want my computer to know too much about me. So far, we've got 42 people, and knowing you folks, I would have blindly been able to say the main choice is I don't want my computer to know too much about me. Of course, when you're done taking the poll, I know you're going to have a lot more to say about Google Now, and particularly and Google in general and privacy. So come on back to the Soundbites website at soundbites.org and check the box underneath the poll. Click on Give Us Your Opinion. It will take you to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
And you can answer the question, which is what do or would you use Google Now for? And so far we've got, I believe, seven answers. So far one, I believe, is a repeat, but still very nice. Thank you very much. The Hangout is, I think, working admirably, I think.
Ustream.
Ustream, we're on
YouTube,
which is the Hangout.
Google.
We're on the IRC chat. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're doing right now. The interesting thing, however, is the most important thing that we're doing right now, of course, is we are in a pledge drive. We come to you only a couple of times a year. We do this show without benefit of commercial interruption, and that means that a couple of times a year we need to come to you and lay ourselves at your feet and ask for your generosity one more time. As you know, this station gets no funding. We get no government funding, no state funding, no local funding, no county funding.
No help at all.
No school district. We don't get any. We don't get any funding at all. Except from you folks, and it is you who provides us with the necessary funding to keep this show and indeed this station on the air. And so we come to you a couple of times a year. We know that you folks here at who are listening to Soundbites are very generous, and we certainly appreciate it. And so we again ask that you reach deep into your hearts and shallowly into your wallets and give us a hand. Like Ray did. Ray has become a member. Thank you so much for your membership. We appreciate it. We appreciate it a lot. It's folks like you, Ray, who are going to make sure that we indeed meet our goal, which we're rather far from. The sooner we meet it, the sooner we quit talking. So if anybody out there would just like to give us $50,000, we'll stop talking about it right now.
That'd be great, you know.
That's all.
Even
we
have Rob come over and, you know, clean their house.
For $50,000?
Heck yeah.
We'll all come over.
We'll supervise Rob.
Well, I didn't say we would work.
Oh, okay.
I said we would come over.
I was going to say.
Don't ever go back and play the tape. I said we'd come over.
Okay. I just want a clarification, you know.
All right. And, of course, because we are in a pledge drive, we will be asking you if you are a member of Jazz 90.1.
Well, that's our standard procedure. Right. I mean, always question everybody just to make sure.
That's right.
Because, and I've been correcting myself since we've been doing this for 23 years
yes,
now.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know why. Must be a severe case of craft.
Yeah, I think it's craft. I think actually what it is yeah. is math dyslexia on your part.
Well, one of my friends said, you know, was making a comment, and he says, because I said, that's CRS. Or no, he was saying CRS. I go, no, it's craft. Craft is a little bit more severe than CRS.
That's exactly right.
And if you folks want to find out that terminology, email me because I'm not saying it on the air.
Yeah, I'm not saying it on the air. Nope. All right, but to the phones. Our first caller is Dave from Canandaigua, New York. Hiya, Dave. Are you a member?
No. I'm not, but you know what? You got me thinking. Will you really? Will you clean my house for $50,000?
Absolutely. No, I said we'd show up.
Steve, no,
Rob
we will get Rob Linton to
$50,000.
I think I'd be getting the better deal of it, to be honest with you.
I think so too.
Hey, that's fine. We don't care. We'll sign Rob up for anything. We even tried putting him on a blind date. If somebody pledged
he's not 10 my to type. Sorry.
No, we were putting it out to the women.
Ah.
Okay. Last year.
Well, I've got a really, really bad problem here.
Yeah.
Let me explain this to you. I got this thing in the mail from Frontier. I get my phone and my internet through them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted to give, you know, I'm such a wonderful and valued and loved customer and all that. They wanted to give me a $100 gift card for the Apple Store.
Nice.
All right. So I'm thinking, hey, $100 is $100, right? So I signed up for it. And then I went to the Apple Store. I went to their website, and I even went to the one out at the Eastview Mall there.
Yeah.
And I can't find anything I want.
Okay.
So, first of all, I guess one question is for Steve, is would that coupon that I'm getting, would that be possible for me to use that at your store? And
Steve has left the building. he'll be back in just a minute. Like I said, we started very...
here comes Steve.
Screwball today.
Well, it was very rushed. I mean, we got in here, and it's very hectic when we first take over from the polka guys, just so folks understand. Ray and Al are trying to gather up their stuff because Al and them have their CDs that they play and their records and all that stuff. And we're also coming in with all our computers and stuff. And it can get a little confusing and very hectic, especially now since we're setting up the various, things that we're doing now, just besides doing just the radio, you know, we've got Google Hangout going, and we got the IRC, and just tons of stuff. So it can get interesting.
You're still dancing and everything, right?
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Heck yeah.
Right. But in the meantime, Steve.
Yeah, I heard my name as I was running back into the studio, but I knew there was a delay, so.
So the question is, I got this gift card coming from Frontier for $100 in the Apple Store,
mm-hmm.
and so far I haven't found anything I want. Would I be able to spend that at your store if I found something I want?
Yes, we do take the Apple gift cards. What's interesting is Apple has two different classes of gift cards. The silver Apple gift cards are good for physical goods in the Apple Store. And then they have their iTunes gift cards and the Mac App Store gift cards. There's the iBook Store gift cards. Those are good for electronic purchases in the electronic stores, and you can't use them vice versa.
Yeah, I think
which
is
weird.
Good for anything, from what I can tell. But
Anything inside the Apple physical store, or the Apple online retail store, but not the iTunes stores or the Mac app stores.
Yeah. It's
weird that they make that distinction between them.
Well, this would be a chance for you to sell me something that I don't think I want, so I'd be happy to come out and
sure.
and take a whack at
Actually,
it.
Actually, that's one of Apple's strong suits over the years, is they sell you stuff you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
And still probably don't.
Yeah. Well, see, that was a famous Steve Jobs quote. Someone asked him once if they used focus groups to test their products and decide what to do, and Jobs said, why would we do that? People don't know what they need until we tell them.
Nice.
Basically. I don't know if that's the exact quote, but that's basically what it was. Yeah, they don't use focus groups. They decide what needs to be done, and pretty much they've been right over the years. We didn't know we needed an iPod until it came out. We didn't know we needed a tablet. And then all the other companies, you know, come out with their own versions of the same things.
Well, the only thing I could possibly, from what I've seen, I mean, maybe an iPad for something I have in mind, but... Well, at any rate, I guess sometime when you work at the Victor store?
I'm mostly at the Victor store, but we also have a store in Webster, which is where I was. There was an emergency there.
Yeah, I live in
the Frontier's there. They're trying to fix our Frontier problem.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, all righty. I guess that's enough for the moment. Thank you.
Excellent.
Sure,
thanks.
Thanks.
Yep.
I just lost my thought. I was going to say something
profound.
Yeah.
And important and earth-shattering. No, unlikely. Okay, here's the thing.
It'll come to me.
It'll come to you. The big thing is that we find a lot of people are having problems with gift cards, finding the things they specifically want. I mean, there's a million items available to them, but not necessarily the ones they want. You know, you get this pressure. I've got this $100 gift card. I got to spend it now.
Well, and yeah, that pressure sometimes comes because gift cards from some companies will expire after X days or X months, and that's written in the tiny fine print at the bottom. We've also started seeing some store gift cards. I don't think this is true of Apple. I haven't bought an Apple gift card myself lately, but some stores will charge the buyer a premium. So you buy a $100 gift card, costs you $105. So the store gets their money.
Nice.
Because the gift card you're buying is almost never for the store you're at.
Yeah.
Like you go to Wegmans and they have thousands of gift cards.
Yeah.
And so when you go and redeem that gift card, some of the gift cards have a fee per purchase. So you buy $10 and there's a $2 fee. And then you buy another $20 and there's a $2 fee.
Nice.
So the company selling the card got $105 to buy the card, and then if you make a bunch of small purchases, they get another
$25 or $30.
Right, they don't have to redeem the full $100.
Nice.
So you have to be really careful and read the fine print on the back of the gift card just to see what happens.
Really
I've heard
nice.
That some states and are looking at banning gift cards that expire, so you cannot have a gift card to expire, but I don't know if that's passed yet,
right.
Especially in New York.
Right.
Yeah, so take a look at the back of those gift cards. But they make great gifts, especially for teens, because you never know what to give a teenager or a kid.
To this day, my daughter, who is now, I really hate to say this, 21 years old.
You're getting old, dude.
Ain't that the truth? I've been old. But all her life, since she's gotten an iPod or whatever, just give her a gift card. She's happier than a pig in mud. She's just... Oh, excellent. She'll buy music, she'll buy books, she'll buy whatever she wants. But the same thing is true as for Barnes & Noble, because she also has a Nexus 7. And so it's got all of the various e-readers.
Yep.
So if she gets a thing from Amazon or a thing from Barnes & Noble, she can buy books and stuff. But when it's a physical card, when it's a card for a physical store... You're limited pretty much to what's in that store.
Right. And sometimes if that store has an online store, you can use it there too. Sometimes not.
Can he use the Apple
The Apple gift card you can use in the Apple physical retail stores and the Apple online Apple store, but not the online iTunes store.
So he can't buy an album.
Right, but he can buy a physical. That's sort of how I've worked it out. You can buy a physical thing at any of the Apple stores, but you can't buy an electronic thing. So they have a physical gift card and they have an electronic gift card.
Yeah. All right. Are we taking a break? It being 20 after.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With so much going on. It's like, thank you for reminding me here. You know, yeah, I got a radio station here to run.
Yeah, there's that. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. Ray from Rochester is on the line. Stay there, Ray. We'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes. Remember, we are in a pledge drive, so please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Help us keep this station on the air. It's Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hey, listen here. If you'd like to support Jazz 90.1 as a member, but can't commit to a single payment, consider becoming a Jazz 90.1 Jazz-O-Matic member. It works like this. Each month, we bill your credit or debit card for a specified amount. Say, for example, you'd like to contribute $10 a month to Jazz 90.1, but you don't want to send us a check for $120. As a Jazz-O-Matic member, your $120 contribution is spread out over the entire year, so it's just $10 a month. Very affordable. For more information on supporting Jazz 90.1 as a monthly Jazz-O-Matic member, call 966-5299 and say, "Make me Jazz-O-Matic," or pledge online at jazz901.org. And thanks for supporting Jazz 90.1. Jazz-O-Matically.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Jazz 90.1 is pleased to announce the relaunch of our Meet the Artist concert series. Headlining this season is tenor saxophonist Houston Person, performing live at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, on Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. to benefit Jazz 90.1. Houston Person will be joined by Jerry Youngman on keyboard and Sean Jefferson on drums. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660 or online at jazz901.org. Hurry, only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Join us for Houston Person Live, Thursday, March 21st at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. There's a two-beverage minimum purchase for all guests and a cash bar will be available. We hope to see you there.
Now listeners can become members of Jazz 90.1 with the convenience of affordable installments. A pledge at the $100 level, for example, could be made in five $20 installments, paid automatically, monthly or biweekly, with each payment confirmed by email, using your credit or debit card. You can make your pledge by phone or securely online at www.jazz901.org. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 installment pledge option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at jazz901.org. With the installment payment option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Gaetano's Bakery. Gaetano's Bakery was established in 1985 and is a family-owned and operated bakery offering Easter bread, St. Joseph's bread, ricotta pies, pumpkin, and banana breads. They also offer a full catering menu. Gaetano's Bakery is located at 1439 Westridge Road in Greece. For more information, you may visit their website at gaetanos.com or call 865-7810. That's 865-7810.
Jazz 90.1 weather.
Heading out and about anywhere across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes during the course of the day today will require you to bundle up, as I'm calling for a cold northeasterly wind, a lot of clouds, even a few flurries, the high temperature barely into the mid-20s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy as well, a couple snow flurries around, not much in the way of accumulation, but it's going to stay cold, the overnight low near 20. Tomorrow brings clouds, limited sun, and a flurry, the high near freezing. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With light snow and 28 degrees out at the airport, It is currently 27 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Rob Linton. Join me this afternoon from 4:30 till 6 for Saturday Swing, only on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Unright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
It's 26 minutes after the hour, and we have Ray from Rochester, New York on the line. You still there, Ray?
Yes, I am.
Are you a member?
I just am.
Oh, that was you. Excellent.
Was me,
thank
yes.
you so much. Thank you so much.
I just want to make sure you guys get the credit and not the other show.
No, that's exactly right. It should be us. Us. Thanks. What's your question?
For years, I got a Windows XP machine. For years, I've been using an external hard drive to back up files. And the last time I went, put it in the USB port, and I get the little icon on the lower side says, yep, you got something installed. But the thing would never start up. I would never get the prompts or anything, and I can't see any of the drives under my computer. And when I look at the little icon, it's telling me something about a code 19 error in the registry is either missing things or corrupt or damaged. So I'm not sure if this drive is shot. I tried putting it on a different computer. It tries to do something, and all I can possibly see is the one drive that has the software on it, but not the drive with all the backup files. So is this thing shot?
Yeah.
It sounds close. Close to being shot.
Okay.
Yeah, code 19 errors in general. It should say something along the lines of Windows cannot start this hardware because its configuration information is incomplete or damaged.
That's what it's telling me. It's saying something about the information in the registry is either missing or damaged.
Yeah, yeah. So you got one of two things. You can start with uninstalling and reinstalling the hardware from add or remove hardware if it's there.
It's not. That's what I don't see.
Okay. Do you have an option for the troubleshooting device?
It never found anything, and it just led me back to this, click on the little thing, and it shows, where the little icon says, safely remove software or hardware.
Yeah, how about the software?
That's where this message was shown.
Was there software for this drive? Can you try uninstalling and reinstalling it?
Well, the software was all on there was two drives. One drive had the software, and the other drive had, where all the information went. So there was no disk or anything. So I tried...
Preloaded.
It's on the other partition.
And reload it, and it just would not work.
Try uninstalling it from Windows first. Either if it's in Windows Add Remove Programs, you can do that, or try Revo. Uninstall it, then reinstall it. That might do it. But since one partition is showing and a second one isn't, it might be something in the partition table.
Something like that, Revo might not always catch.
Yeah.
Because it'll do most popular programs it'll sit there and know of, but some of these other specialty ones,
yeah,
it doesn't always catch. So, yeah, in this case, you've got to definitely look at Windows uninstaller and see if it's in there.
And then probably one of the last things...
You can try it.
Yeah, one of the last things you can try is SpinRite, if you're feeling adventurous. It's a commercial program for repairing hard drives. It might be able to repair the damage on the drive and get it back. But if it's a backup drive, theoretically, you have copies of all those files, so you could just erase the hard drive and start over again.
Do a reformat.
Yeah.
But I can't even get it to be recognized on the computer.
No. You know what?
Well, you might. Well, if you go into disk administrator, what is it called on Windows now?
But see, what we've seen a lot of is it's not necessarily the actual hard drive. It's the logic board hooked up to in those enclosures.
It's a USB, right. It's a USB connected drive. So.
Right. And in there, there's a little logic board. And quite often, for a while there, we had a run of them I'll bet you out of 12 of them that we ordered, at least half of them, the logic board went within a day.
So quite often you can open that enclosure, pull the hard drive out, which is probably a standard SATA hard drive, and plug that inside your computer.
To see if it's still there.
Or put it in another enclosure.
Or another enclosure, yeah.
But think of it now. Oh, wait a minute. Let's back up here for a second. Thing of it is if it's under warranty,
right,
you're going to void the warranty the minute you open it up.
right,
and try take the machine out because now you've broken the seal. So if it's not under warranty, feel free, have at it.
Yeah, it's probably about 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, well, that's about the time to die anyway.
Heck yeah, that probably is.
It may well be that it's just dead. If it's it's a 5-year-old drive, it's just possible that it's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Buy another one for the same amount of money. You get 10 times the storage now that you did 5 years ago.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. Yep.
Thanks.
And that's sort of a general warning is whatever backup drive you're using, replace it every couple, 3 years before it dies.
Yeah, right.
And often replace the kind of media you're using. In the olden days, we used to use floppy to back up, and then we moved to CD and then DVD and now often hard drive. But, yeah, use a different hard drive. Use a different brand hard drive every other time or so is a good idea.
Right. We would like to thank Betty from Rochester for her very generous donation. Thank you so much, Betty. We very, very, very much appreciate it. Thank you. And also Gary, also from Rochester, for his very generous donation. We are keeping this station on the air one donor at a time, one pledge at a time. And that's why we need you to make the call. Keep this station on the air, as we've said many times. Rob Linton, who runs this station, was kind enough to give us a home. And
how many years has it been now? What, 6 years we've been here?
And
coming up
and
on six?
The way we repay him is by keeping this station on the air, keeping our home in good repair. So we're asking you to contribute to the home repair fund for Jazz 90.1. It's easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Call toll-free 1-800-790-0415. But, of course, you're all computer people, so you know you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just make sure in the comments section you say it's for Soundbites, and you will have to scroll down to find the comments section.
And, you know, that's the whole thing. We've been, like I said, back. We've been doing it for 23 years, and only two times a year do we ever come and ask, you know, for this money. But yet we're here every week, 52
Whether
weeks
we
out of the year.
Rain or shine. Rain or shine, I meant.
And I mean, other than if the only times that we've actually taken off is if Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
Not even so much. Well, I think even New Year's, you know, fall on a Saturday.
Right.
Otherwise, we're here every Saturday from 12 to 2. You know, you can pick up the, you know, turn on the radio and listen to us. Or if you're on the web, whatever. We've even got the apps so we can listen. You can listen to us on your smartphone. So there's no excuse that you can't get onto Jazz 90.1. And we also have the reminder program that Nick is, we're trying to beta test to remind you that we're even
beta
here.
Beta testing it, and we'll be working on that. I know some of you did not get it. Continue to email me if you did not get it this week. Please do that so that I can keep track.
Yeah, but, you know, it's through your donations that we're here every week. We give up our time, and we only ask you folks to come and give up a little money twice a year.
Right.
So I think the ratio, you know, is.
But, you know, we're not just asking for you to give us money because there are things you get in return.
Yes. Oh, the card.
The membership card alone is well worth even the
two for one
mid-level. Yeah, there's a directory. There's a multi-page directory, and it's got dozens and dozens and dozens of places where you can get discounts or whatever of free stuff and whatever it might happen to be by showing your card. It's ridiculous to not get the card.
And I believe right now it's still going on this week. They're giving away a bonus CD. You know that if you sign up.
Right.
That,
if you sign up today.
Yeah, you get a
bonus CD.
So, I mean, you're getting a lot.
So if you're a jazz fan, it's a great thing. If you're not a jazz fan, here's your chance to become one.
And, you know,
at no additional cost.
And that's the other thing. Going back to, you know, the jazz, and it reminds me of the jazz festival.
Yeah.
And I'm up there for the whole week because I enjoy it. Rob's just gotten me hooked on it because there's just not jazz. There's other great music up there. But the number of folks that have come by the booth and said, you know, I love your station. And for all the folks that come and enjoy the jazz festival, if they just give $1, this drive would have been over the day after it started.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, just stopping by and drop, you know, donating a dollar to the thousands and thousands of folks that show up there. We're only asking for $50,000.
Yeah, I know it.
And, but I, like I say, every year I keep, oh, I just love your station. You guys play such a great variety. It is quite a variety. It's just not jazz. I mean, we got the Latin show, the polka show, the German show, us. And it just goes on and on. And we're one of the few, I believe there's only seven in the country, jazz stations that you can hear 24/7. And the other thing is, we're not pre-programmed. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's not a computer running it. There's actual DJs here during the day and the evenings playing music for you. And when I was doing my Thursday night show, I encouraged folks to call in. And it's one of the few stations that you can do and say, hey, could you play this? And we'll actually go and do it. Yep. Other stations sit there and take your call. Yeah, okay. And if it's not in the rotation, hey, forget it. You're not getting it played.
Yeah, right. They'll take the dedication, but doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We make sure it happens.
Yeah, I mean, for a while there, I was pulling, you know, getting a lot of folks calling, and I play their music.
Yep.
And like I say, that's one unique thing about the station.
Yep.
Is that we're actually live people and not a computer running it.
Right, and all we ask is that you reach deep into your hearts. If you like this show, please help us keep it and this station on the air. Just make the call, make the pledge. It's easy enough to do. Let me give you the numbers again, and then we'll go back to the phones and leave you to make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org while we talk to Bodan from Rochester, New York. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine.
You're a member, right?
Yes.
That's what I want to hear.
Follow-up question. I called you guys a couple of weeks ago, and you gave me advice that it wasn't worth buying extra memory for my six-year-old Dell Dimensions computer.
Yep.
Currently, I have 1.25 gigabytes of RAM. It's this Intel Celeron processor at 2.53 gigahertz. What I'm noticing is, and again, I've been updating all the programs regularly, the Avast program now has become somewhat of a big one now. I mean, it'll monitor your different programs, and it'll tell you if there's updates available and stuff like that.
Right.
But what I'm noticing is this, and anytime I try to even open up a browser, and I have two, Google Chrome and Internet Explorer, when I open up Task Manager, as I have open right now, and I'm about to open up Internet Explorer, and with a blank home page, it peaks out at 100% CPU usage.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
And the Avast ball is turning, and yep. I'm at a blank page. I'm not even at anyone's website.
Yeah, but it checks the program as you load it.
Right, and here's the key thing that you said right at the beginning of your conversation. You're using a Celeron chip.
Mm-hmm.
Celeron does not have the built-in math coprocessor on it.
And it doesn't often have very much cache in it either.
Exactly. It's an older, slower chip.
Mm-hmm.
It can move. But it ain't going to be lightning fast by any means.
So it's like a four-cylinder car.
You got it.
But are you worried that it's taking 100%, or are you upset that it's slow, or what's the...
It's slow. If I go to a website, let's say, most of the television stations have, video already.
Video. That's really pushing the seller.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. Now, all of a sudden, it takes at least five seconds to load, any of the media websites.
Yeah, you're pushing the limits of the chip, and that's the whole thing. These programs, as you do the updating, keep demanding more and more of your CPU, and that CPU hasn't changed. It's still the old same CPU, but the programs think you got the latest and greatest machine.
Yeah, the websites move forward, and
your budget doesn't.
Right. Well, yeah, and basically they're assuming.
So
not really assuming, but it's the latest
RAM
and greatest.
Of memory, that's not going to fix the problem.
Well, the 1.25 to 2 isn't really that much more to gain a benefit on. Changing the processor would be much better. A dedicated video card with its own memory would be better. So,
Sounds like a new
machine, yeah.
Okay. So basically, I'm trying to run a four-cylinder car at 70 miles an hour, and it's just not going to keep up.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
So, again, all right, so it's not unnormal to hit the 100% CPU when you're loading.
No, not at all, and we got to go.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Back in just a couple of minutes, it's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Did you know 26 million Americans have kidney disease and most don't know it?
The day I was diagnosed, I didn't know what to do. I called the National Kidney Foundation, and the young lady who answered stayed on the phone with me and walked me through step by step. She, too, was surviving kidney disease. And she showed me there could be life after kidney disease.
Visit the National Kidney Foundation at kidney.org. Now you know.
As a business owner, you know that to have a good business, you have to tell people about it. And when you tell Jazz 90.1 listeners about your business through underwriting, you get their attention because you are supporting the jazz programming they enjoy. Your simple, straightforward, and tasteful message will be heard by over 20,000 jazz listeners each week, and your business, along with contact information, will be listed at the Jazz 90.1 website. Best of all, underwriting Jazz 90.1 is inexpensive, and that's good for business, too. For more information, call the Jazz 90.1 business line at 966-2660. That's 966-2660. Make the connection to Jazz 90.1.
Remember, you can only deduct contributions to charitable organizations if you itemize deductions.
Jazz 90.1 is pleased to announce the relaunch of our Meet the Artist concert series. Headlining this season is tenor saxophonist Houston Person, performing live at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, on Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. to benefit Jazz 90.1. Houston Person will be joined by Jerry Youngman on keyboard and Sean Jefferson on drums. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660 or online at jazz901.org. Hurry, only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Join us for Houston Person Live, Thursday, March 21st at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. There's a two-beverage minimum purchase for all guests and a cash bar will be available. We hope to see you there.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
When you underwrite the programming of Jazz 90.1, you make your business known to people who enjoy jazz as much as you do. Your on-air message is short and tasteful, making it easy to remember, with basic information about your business, including how to reach you. Underwriting is economical, too. To find out more about underwriting Jazz 90.1, call 966-2660. That's 966-2660.
And now, your Jazz 90.1 weather.
Heading out and about anywhere across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes during the course of the day today will require you to bundle up, as I'm calling for a cold northeasterly wind, a lot of clouds, even a few flurries, the high temperature barely into the mid-20s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy as well, a couple of snow flurries around, not much in the way of accumulation, but it's going to stay cold, the overnight low near 20. Tomorrow brings clouds, limited sun, and a flurry, the high near freezing. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With light snow and 28 degrees out at the airport, it is currently 28 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is Andy Hines. Join me with Andy's Mood every Sunday night from 9 to 11 on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and I'd like to thank more people who are helping us keep this show on the air. First, our friend Rich, who has not only given us a generous pledge, but has also issued a challenge to other emergency workers. Rich is an emergency worker, and he would like to challenge other emergency workers to support sound bites. It's easy enough to do. Just give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Danielle did from Geneva with a generous donation. Thank you. Equally generous, Betty from Rochester. Thank you so much. And anonymous, that's right. You don't have to give us your name or anything about you for his and or her pledge. And we thank you all. We're doing nicely. We haven't even hit $500 yet, and we're most of the way through the first hour. We would love to have you give us a call and help us keep this station on the air. There's very little that we ask of you during the year, but at this time we come to you to remind you that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, and we need your help. The only way that we keep this station on the air, the only way we keep sound bites on this station, is from your generous donations during the pledge drives, and this is it. So you get to dig deep into your heart and shallowly into your wallet. There's not one person listening to this show couldn't afford a dollar. Not a single one of you, and you know it. And all we want you to do is make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Only you know what this show means to you, what this show is worth to you. If it's worth nothing, turn it off.
Yeah.
Go do something else. But if it's worth something to you, please make the pledge and help us to stay on the air. Please.
Especially if you got to have your machine fixed. I mean, right now, we've been talking for months, about root kits and everything else, giving folks advice on how to clean it out. Now, if you were to go to a repair shop, I guarantee you, it's going to cost you a couple $100. Because with the root kits, typically you've got to pull the hard drive out, put it on another machine. But this is information we've been giving folks, giving you other utilities to help keep your machine up and running so it doesn't slow down. So, you know, I mean, just that little bit, you know, hearing each week, you know, well, we recommend this program or doing this or doing that, that's helping keep your machine out of the shop, which is saving you hundreds of dollars. So if you can take the time to realize that, you know, you're not going to the shop, but maybe you can be part of Soundbites, along with the benefit of it's a tax deduction, and you're listening to a great radio station that throughout the year, like with the Jazz Fest coming up, we wind up giving away tickets to different performances. I mean, we've got some major headliners, and I guarantee you, Rob's going to have a bunch of tickets available for that and other things going on. Jiva, and he's always putting out there, folks, oh, well, give this. So, you know what? There's a lot of benefits, not only through the membership, but throughout the year when you're listening to this great jazz station that you get in on other things because, yep. You know what? You're in tune. You get the newsletter, and you're learning about, oh, well, like when Steve Martin and them came to town.
Yep.
They gave away tickets to that. I mean, it just goes on and on. Diana Kroll, you know, again, they were giving away some tickets to a lucky listener there. And didn't cost them anything. Didn't sit there and say this and that. But, you know, if you're a member, you're in tune to this.
Exactly right.
So you know the stuff that's coming up. You listen. And we don't make you go through a lot of hoops. We just sit there and say, all right, the next, you know, say fifth caller. It's not goofy.
Right.
You know,
right.
Next fifth caller gets tickets to so-and-so. So who wants it? Boom. You call it.
And in terms of becoming a member, we don't make you jump through hoops. It's it's a minute to do the process if you're a slow talker.
We could do one of those in 90.1 seconds. You know,
right.
The 90.1th caller.
Yeah, 90.1th caller. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're 92. Sorry.
You were 91.
Yeah. You can do it.
I didn't say you had to give it away. It's the 90.1th caller.
Right. It's if you're a fast typist, you can do it online in about a minute. So go ahead and do it. And before we get to the next news item, I just got to say one thing I wanted to say about Google Now. Something I didn't realize that it did. If you've got your stuff in, if you've got your appointments in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the Google calendar, but I also have my work calendar synced to my phone.
Okay.
I was sitting in my office the other day, and I said this little ding, and I looked at the phone, and I had because it was the end of the day, and I had an off-campus appointment for something entirely else. Mm-hmm. But I put it in my calendar. Ding, you should leave now to make your... It knew how long it would take to get where I was going from where I was.
And that's what they Google what?
Google Now.
It monitors traffic conditions, and if there's traffic, it will give you an extra warning.
Hmm. Yes.
I'll have to look at that one because, like I told you, with getting the donuts and all that, everything is in Google Calendar. And it doesn't matter whether it's on my phone or on my tablet at home. I set it up. Appointments, my work schedule, birthdays, anniversaries.
Yep,
it reminds me of everything. It is the best thing that's happened in my life as far as reminding stuff so I don't mess it up, especially my 6 grandkids.
You're right.
Trying to remember their birthdays.
Or their names.
No, that ain't. That's on the, tattooed on my back.
Yeah, it's tattooed on your back, so all you need is a mirror.
Turn around. It's just great for that, and it just saves you, you know, a lot of hassle.
Oh, yeah. It's very cool. It's very cool. You're going to love this news item. It's safe to say that
I read that one, and, I was dancing in my chair.
It's safe to say that Jung Dong Soo, the head of Samsung's memory chip business, won't be getting a Christmas card from Steve Ballmer this year.
Me neither.
The Korean Times reports that Jun told reporters on Friday that Windows 8 has failed to boost demand for personal computers and even compared Microsoft's newest operating system to the much-derided Vista platform.
Notice he didn't go back even further and say,
nobody tries to remember. That's like the devil's child. We don't talk about it. The global PC industry is steadily shrinking despite the launch of Windows 8, he said. I think the Windows 8 system is no better than the previous Windows Vista platform.
Well, see, he called me and we had a long discussion.
Yeah, I bet you did. Jun also hit Microsoft over the lackluster demand it has generated with its Surface tablet and even went so far as to claim that Ultrabooks had flopped mostly because they came installed with the less competitive Windows platform. Jun isn't the first OEM executive to fume about Windows 8, of course, but his remarks are particularly interesting because they come shortly after Samsung decided to pull its Windows RT-based ATIV laptop off both the German and American markets. If other OEMs become similarly frustrated with their inability to move Windows 8 and Windows RT machines over the next few months, it could be a very long year for Microsoft. So have you tried Windows 8? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are exactly the same numbers you call to pledge and become a member. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Yeah, I mean, when I read that story, like I say, I go back to when it was beta testing, and I had issues then, and I'll kind of explain it to any of the new listeners. It's a great operating system for tablets and phones. But to turn around and ask folks to use a tablet-based operating system, because that's all it is Windows 7, and they cranked it up to Windows 8 and made a whole new front end, which for desktop users is totally unacceptable.
Yep.
Because it is a major learning curve. And companies right now, Microsoft, I guess, is in their own little world. They don't realize that no matter what the government says, we're still in a recession. And people going out and buying new computers, especially companies, rolling out all of a sudden this tablet look. And the training that it would take to get folks up to speed on this. I mean, going all the way back to Windows 3.1 or 3.0. I can even go back farther than that. But from there on up to XP and, you know, Windows 7 and all that, you know, the look and feel for the desktop has been the same. Granted, they've moved a few things around, renamed things just because they had to be creative. But for the most part, there was always the start button. You could look there, grab your programs and all this other stuff. Windows 8 was a whole paradigm shift away from that whole look and feel that he has built Windows on. And I'm sorry, there's too many folks out there, baby boomers and everybody else, and even younger folks, don't want the hassle. They want to be able to just open up their desktop, click on the start button, grab the programs they want, arrange the icons they want on their desktop, and do business as always. If they want the tablet look, they'll go out and buy a tablet. And more folks are. I mean, I've got one, and I love the thing.
But not
on my desktop.
What I think and is interesting is that in a couple of years, Microsoft is going for this same interface on phone, tablet, and computer. And in a couple of years, that may work out for them because it makes it easier to switch between them. But everyone is so used to the way Windows looks. Apple is running into a similar issue. They're merging a lot of how their iOS looks with how the Mac looks. So you have on the Mac OS, you have the launch bar that makes it basically look like an iPad launch window screen. So they're converging all of their operating systems together. But I heard a really interesting analyst was saying that since Apple has been resurging in the consumer electronics market, stock value was huge, a little lower now. But since Apple's been resurging so much recently, Microsoft might be a little afraid they're losing the consumer market. So they're jumping on this tablet thing because that's huge for consumers. Almost forgetting that most of their money comes from businesses, and businesses hate change.
And they're not going to get rid of their desktops. They're not going to have folks.
Well, and inside of Microsoft, each department fights each other. You know, the Xbox division has its own bottom line, and the Windows division has its own bottom line. The Office division has it, now the tablet division. And they all fight each other, and nobody talks to each other. There have been some really interesting cases where Microsoft will release a product for one platform, and it completely bombs on the other platform because different guys programmed it because they're a different division.
And the other thing going against Microsoft, and you know, I'm a PC person, Microsoft has a very bad track record in that they'll start something up, and then if it doesn't go well, they abandon it. So all the folks that jumped on board with that are left hanging.
Or they keep plugging at it 3 or 4 years until it finally catches on.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Windows 1, Windows 2, Windows 3. It wasn't until Windows 3.1 that it really caught on.
Yeah, right. Well, I remember Windows 286.
Yeah.
The reason I don't like Windows 8, and I've said this before, is for all the hidden knowledge you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
In a regular operating system with menus and stuff like that, if you don't know how to do something, you can find it in the menus.
Yeah.
Here you have to know where to swipe, when to swipe, how to swipe, exactly how to move it to get dual screens, whatever you want to do. And it's lovely if you're a gamer because you enjoy finding those things. But if you're just a person sitting in an office trying to get something done, nothing frustrates you more than hidden knowledge.
Yeah, and you know this, especially the icon difference. You know, just being able to place an icon on your desktop and rearranging things gets folks. And I've seen this over the years. I've seen some folks that keep things very well organized on their desktops, and some that there's not one spare space on, say, a 21-inch screen.
And then they wonder why their machine is so slow.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
You know, they've got 27 document files out here. Instead of putting it in one folder, and I tell them, oh, you can do that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it helps speed things up, and it's not cluttered. Yeah, because this one guy, like I say, had a 21-inch screen. He had his grandkids on the background for the background.
Yeah.
You couldn't see them.
Yeah.
You knew there was somebody back there.
What's the point of a background? Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, and then there's people that will make their background picture a rotating series of slides. So every minute a new picture comes up. Well, that's a lot of processing in the background.
Yes, it is.
It has to do.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a quad core or octa core processor, that's one thing. But if you've just got a laptop with maybe a dual core in it,
that's
a lot of work.
I put together I got to play with it. Put together a system for a customer. It was dual 6-core, so it had 12 cores. Hyper threaded, so it had 24 cores. We put 64 gigs of RAM in it. We put a terabyte SSD boot drive in it and 3 2-terabyte data drives in it. It was screaming fast.
It would probably be fast enough to play Farmville.
They're video editors, so they needed as fast as they could get.
All right, before we go, let me thank Steve for his generous pledge. We thank you very much. We're going to take a break, but we need you to make the call. We've had a thank you to all the generous folks. But we need more. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'd also like to thank David for his very generous pledge. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes with a whole nother hour. Plenty of time to make that call, make that pledge, and help keep us on the air. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
If you enjoy the music on Jazz 90.1, you can thank the members and underwriters of Jazz 90.1. Or, better yet, join them and become a member yourself. As a member of Jazz 90.1, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you will feel so good hearing your support at work, keeping the jazz music you care about on the radio and the internet. Becoming a member is easy, and you may be eligible for a tax deduction. Just call 966-5299 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Remember, you can only deduct contributions to charitable organizations if you itemize deductions on your Schedule A Form 1040.
Jazz 90.1 is pleased to announce the relaunch of our Meet the Artist concert series. Headlining this season is tenor saxophonist Houston Person, performing live at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, on Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. to benefit Jazz 90.1. Houston Person will be joined by Jerry Youngman on keyboard and Sean Jefferson on drums. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660 or online at jazz901.org. Hurry, only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Join us for Houston Person Live Thursday, March 21st at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. There's a two-beverage minimum purchase for all guests and a cash bar will be available. We hope to see you there. Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the Rochester Contemporary Arts Foundation presenting Bill Frisell Sunday, March 24th at 7 p.m. at Water Street Music Hall. All proceeds will benefit RCAF Scholarship and Grant Fund. This will be a seated show. Doors open at 6 p.m. and for more information, you may visit rochestercaf.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, people, we are about $2,000 behind the polka guys.
They whipped the boat.
They're polka people. Okay, they know their left foot from their right foot. But you're computer people.
I thought that was the hokey pokey.
No, that's left foot in.
Left right foot out.
That is what it's all about. I admit that.
Oh, but bada bing. Try the Beale's on and get an 11, folks.
We're computer people. Where are the gamers? Where are the programmers? Right. Where are the programmers? Where are all the people who listen to this show regularly? Please give us a call. Make the pledge. Let's keep this show on the air. We're never going to beat the polka guys. I've despaired of that. But please give us a call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 9665299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you're a stereotypical computer person and you don't like speaking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. This takes less than 2 minutes of your time, no matter which way you go about it. It helps keep this station on the air. It helps keep us on the air. And it helps justify Rob's faith that we're good for this station. Yep. And that's the big thing for me. Help us to justify the faith of the folks who run this station, that we're good for this station. Help us to stay on the air. Make that pledge.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, sometimes folks worry about, you know, that they're pledging online, that some of the information might get out. No. When we take the information that's put down on a paper form, and it's just that's as far as it goes. It does not go into some database that we resell or, you know, that's going to be out on the internet and you're not going to get a bunch of junk mail and spam and everything else. It's basically we protect our members' privacy. We know that you don't want that stuff and there's no way we're going to do it. We just want it for your information, again, to, you know, get into our newsletter and everything else. But we really appreciate you taking the confidence to know that we're not going to, like I say, resell it. Your data is safe with us, and, you know, so you can go freely. Keep Rob busy. He's been texting me left and right with people pledging, and I'd love to see him because normally he'd be home sitting on the couch relaxing and everything else.
Dreaming about his next cruise.
Yeah, probably, if he's not already trying to do it. So let's interrupt him a lot more so he can't book the next one. And, you know, just keep him busy texting us constantly. Oh, you got this pledge. I'd love to get at least halfway to the poker guys.
That'd be nice.
You know, I mean, 1300.
Yeah.
$1,300 would be great. At least halfway. Because right now, they got a little time on us. I mean, they've been here at this station a lot longer than us.
Yes.
I mean, granted, we've got, I've been on the air for 23 years.
They've been
so
on
we
the
got
air
a
for
good track record.
Or seven.
But yeah, they've been here just this one station for that length of time. We haven't been.
Right.
So, you know, give us another 20 years and yeah, we might have the following then.
And there's another thing you can do for us, which is tell all your friends to listen to Soundbites. Because the reality is that a lot of people, as we have moved from station to station, they lost us. They didn't know where we went, never thought to just go to the website and look, so they've never found us. So remind your friends to give us a listen, and you give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415 and pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You know, but I was going to say, because I had it happen again last night. I was out dinner with some friend, and, you know, you get these folks that come up, and you don't have a clue who they are. But as I was explaining to them, I says, you know, I get this happening quite a bit. Oh, I love your show on that, you know, and really enjoyed it. And we hear it from time to time, you know, really enjoyed. Too bad you're not at. We're still on.
And that's
really? Where? You know, and you got to tell them, oh, I didn't know that.
And the weird thing is, you often hear, oh, we're on Jazz 90.1. I love that station.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we are. So listen to us and pledge.
Well, that's the other thing that folks should really be thankful for is because we're member supported. We don't have all those other ads. We get now, since the few years that we've been doing here, we're bringing you far more information in the 2 hours that we do here than we did on any of the other places that we were. Before, when we were at the other places, they had to run, you know, so many breaks.
Right.
I mean, we only do 3 breaks. We do the top of the hour, 20 after, and 40.
It's about 10 minutes an hour. The podcasts, when I upload them, are an hour and 40 minutes out of a two-hour show.
Yes.
10 minutes an hour is nothing in the radio
business.
I mean,
it's
usually 10 minutes a half hour.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing. Like I say, you would get far more breaks, far more you know, interruptions, whereas we're here, and it just goes and goes and goes. And like I said, we're getting more information to you folks than we were on the previous one. So, again, that's thanking Rob for bringing us here, supporting us, and being glad that we could, you know, do this for him and bring our members along with us, that they support us. They say, yes, I appreciate, you know, what you're doing, and here's my way of saying it.
Yep. Yep, that's all we ask is that you folks give back just twice a year. That's really all it is.
An operator is sitting by. We have to thank Phil for
Phil came in,
you know, losing some of his Saturday afternoon to help us with the phones.
Yeah. So please, please keep Phil busy, keep Rob busy with the online pledges.
Rob went home. But keep him busy at home.
Yeah.
He was here for the poker.
So
guys,
he can't sit around on the couch planning his next cruise on his tablet or whatever.
Yeah, right. All right, we're back to the phones. Our next caller is Henry from Brighton, New York. Welcome, Henry. What's your question?
Hi. I've got quite a lot of protection on my machine in terms of antivirus and super anti-spyware and anti-malware bytes. But recently when I was doing an upgrade on AVG, they also downloaded something called McAfee Security Scan Plus.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that something I should leave on there, or should I try to get rid of it?
What happened, and we're seeing this more and more and more, is when you go to download a program, a lot of programs are now handing you off to a download aggregator. Download.com seems to be a big one. And since they got bought by CBS, annoying things have happened.
Yeah.
So when you go to download a single program, there's usually a checkbox that says, we're going to install this other thing for you, or do you want to join this service, or we're going to give you a download helper. And most people don't read those screens very well. They just say, yeah, I want to download it. So that's how it got in the first place. It kind of snuck in with a semi-stealth download. But in general, you probably do want to uninstall it because you're using, you know, your AVG for antivirus, and you've got your anti-malware, anti-spyware. And the big issue we've been seeing is that the big antivirus companies like Norton and McAfee, the bad guys don't release malware until it can get past them because they know about those big companies.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing that more and more of the malware gets past Norton, gets past McAfee, and, you know, for a day or two until it becomes more well-known. But that's becoming an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was strange because I was clicking on an AVG update link. So why would they bring McAfee down along with it?
Because McAfee pays them a little bit of money.
Okay, so you do suggest I remove it, use it, let's say Revo or something like that to get rid of McAfee.
What can happen is if you're running two different programs trying to do the same thing, they can fight each other.
Sure.
So two antivirus, two any malware. Now, what this specific McAfee one might do is just scan URLs, so it might not be as obtrusive as a full antivirus program, but without knowing exactly what it's going to do, which it probably popped up and part of that do you agree license that no one ever reads told you in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Take care.
Yep. And that's just the kind of help you get.
And that's how companies have to make their money. They sneak programs in without you noticing.
Put all these extra toolbars.
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many. We had one client had at least, I want to say, 8 or better toolbars.
And on a laptop with a typically smaller screen, you've got no web space left for your website.
Go. And I'm sitting there cleaning up some of them, and it's like, oh, I didn't know you could get rid of that. I've been wondering because, screen kept getting smaller and smaller. Yeah, you don't need all these on there.
Yeah, my I won't say who it is, but I was at someone's house recently, and he said, "What's this thing on my computer?" And I said, "Oh, it's a toolbar. I don't want it." Well, what how did it get there? Well, you downloaded it. No, I didn't. Well,
you did.
Somehow you clicked on something somewhere.
They get click happy. Wow. So next.
So I went and looked, and there were about 10 toolbars, 8 of which were hidden.
Yeah.
But they were still active. Hidden doesn't mean inactive.
Uh-uh.
So I got rid of all of them in the various ways that you do, and there's no straightforward way for any of them.
Yep.
So I got rid of all of them. We rebooted the machine just to be sure they were gone, and suddenly, guess what? His browsing experience was faster. There's a shock.
Wow.
Exactly.
We get that question all the time. Well, how did that get in there? Somebody installed it. No one else uses my computer.
Yep.
Then you must have accidentally installed it.
Well,
no, I didn't.
There are drive-by installs, but they're generally not of things like toolbars. They're generally viruses.
Well, usually
they don't advertise themselves when they're installing. Yeah.
And, well, they put a lot of verbiage there that, you know, blah, 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 and we're going to install this, and there's a little checkbox. people don't bother reading it. They just see the next, and they just hit the next, and they just agreed to say put the Yahoo toolbar on there.
You see this thing that says download AVG. Yeah, I want that. But then underneath that, and we're going to give you this free trial of X.
Right. Yeah.
And in fact, I was downloading something for this person to install on their machine. I don't remember if it was Malware Bytes or Super NSPyware, one of them. But it took me to a download site, and there must have been 50 choices to download something, but you had to scroll down two screens worth
and say no
to
thanks.
See free whatever it was that I was actually looking for to get just that with nothing. And I still had to uncheck a box to get what I wanted. So, yeah, I get it. They're looking to make money, too. We all need money. That's why you need to call us and pledge. But it's still, at least we don't do it the sneaky
Segway
way.
Segway man.
That's right. Thank you.
Ta-ta-ta.
We come to you twice a year and tell you right out loud, we need your money. And we don't hide it, and we don't stealth make you pay anything. This station is free, but we need to stay on the air. And the way we do that, the way we keep this kind of information coming to you is that twice a year, we ask for you to dig in and give us some money. And you do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I noticed that not one single pledge has come in this hour yet.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that you folks, who are so happy to see us when you see us in public, and so happy to ask us questions, and so happy to be part of this family, will step up to the line.
$800 right now would be great if we could get that between, the next 45 minutes, $800.
Yep.
At least we'd tie half of the poker guys.
That's right. At least you'd half of the poker guys. And and the only way we're going to do that is with your help. If you give us a call, make the pledge, you will find that you feel better about it. Right now, there are a number of you listening who are annoyed. Oh, my God, they're pledging again. You know what? If you pledge, you feel different about it. You're only annoyed because you're guilty, because you didn't pledge. So make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.com. When you make that call, by the way, if you call a person, and that's Phil right now, ask him about all the membership level gifts. If you make a pure gift to us with no without getting anything back, you can take it all off on your taxes. But you can also get T-shirts and fleeces. And I love the fleece, by the way. I really love my fleece.
Yeah, I've got the zip up and the pullover.
Yep, and the hats and the hoodies and the CDs and just amazing numbers of cool things that you can get. So not only do you get pretty terrific swag, frankly, but you also get the satisfaction of knowing that you've become an even deeper member of the Soundbites family and are helping to keep this family afloat, doing your part to see to it that this show stays on the air. Make the call, please. And I'll read another news item. Google's operating system, Chrome OS, survived all attempts to hack it at this year's Ponium 3 competition, which took place at the CANSEC West Security Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia this week. Google, which is offering up $3.14159 million in prize money, yes, that's pi million dollars, said that there was no winning entry, but it was in the process of evaluating some exploits for partial credit. The focus for this year's Ponium 3 was on Chrome OS, and the big push from Google to focus on its operating system also included increased rewards for hackers finding exploits as well. Although in previous years, rewards maxed out at $60,000 for Chrome browser exploits, the company has earmarked up to pi million dollars for hacks on the OS. This was largely just a clever marketing gimmick, however. The actual potential payouts individually were much lower, $110,000 for a browser or simple system-level compromise in guest mode or as a logged-on user, $150,000 if that compromise, persisted over a reboot, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Nobody hit it. Absolutely nobody beat Chrome OS. It is the hack-proof operating system. Very, very nice. We're going to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, whether you're a member or not. So stay tuned. A whole lot more sound bites on the truly great, truly member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is pleased to announce the relaunch of our Meet the Artist concert series. Headlining this season is tenor saxophonist Houston Person, performing live at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside, on Thursday, March 21st at 8 p.m. to benefit Jazz 90.1. Houston Person will be joined by Jerry Youngman on keyboard and Sean Jefferson on drums. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased by calling 966-2660 or online at jazz901.org. Hurry, only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Join us for Houston Person Live Thursday, March 21st at the Radisson Hotel, Rochester Riverside. There's a two-beverage minimum purchase for all guests and a cash bar will be available. We hope to see you there.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started.
My entire chest.
Shortness of breath. Very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Listeners who listen on a regular basis may want to support Jazz 90.1 that way, too. If your budget is organized around monthly expenses, it may be more convenient to support Jazz 90.1 monthly as well. For example, a pledge of $10 a month would mean $120 a year in support. The payment amount you choose is automatically made each month directly from your credit or debit card. You can stop the monthly payment at any time, and we confirm each payment by email. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 monthly gift option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at www.jazz901.org. With the monthly gift option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit stopbullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov.
Becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 is a very rewarding experience. There are thank you gifts at most levels, and the membership card gets you discounts at local member card businesses. And on top of that, your net donation is tax deductible when you itemize deductions. Best of all, there's that rewarding feeling you get knowing that you've done something to ensure the future of the best music on the planet, the music of jazz on Jazz 90.1. For a complete list of member card businesses, visit www.jazz901.org.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started.
My entire chest.
Shortness of breath.
Very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Here's the latest Jazz 90.1 weather forecast.
Heading out and about anywhere across Rochester, Western New York, and the Finger Lakes during the course of the day today will require you to bundle up, as I'm calling for a cold northeasterly wind, a lot of clouds, even a few flurries, the high temperature barely into the mid-20s. Tonight looks mostly cloudy as well. A couple of snow flurries around. Not much in the way of accumulation, but it's going to stay cold. The overnight low near 20. Tomorrow brings clouds, limited sun, and a flurry. The high near freezing. I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols for Jazz 90.1.
And we thank you, Josh. With light snow, it's 28 degrees out at the airport and 27 here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Tom Pethick. Please join me tonight for Artistry in Jazz from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And let me start out by thanking Harris for his generous donation. Thank you very much. Picked up the bonus CD, by the way. Very nicely done. And Mark for his very generous donation. Thank you so much, Mark. It's people like you folks, Ray, Betty, Gary, Rich, Danielle, another Betty, Anon, Steve, Dave, Harris, and Mark, who are keeping this show and this station on the air. Those of you who are not pledging, owe these folks your thanks for keeping the show on the air for you, too. So thank you so much, all of you, for your generous donations. We very much appreciate it. We love it when people come to us and say, oh, I love your show, blah, 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 blah. But let's face it, it's heartwarming when people actually reach into their pockets because they want to keep this station on the air. That's where it really comes down to for us. So thank you so much for your donations. We still haven't hit $1,000, and we were hoping to hit $15. So we have a lot of work to do, and we need you to make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you're doing that, let me read another news item so that you have, I'll guarantee you, you can beat me. You can make your pledge. Here's the challenge. Make your speaking of challenges, we have a challenge out to emergency services people. From Richard, and I want to know why you are not calling in with your pledges. But in the meantime, here's a challenge. Make the pledge before I finish reading this news item. Ready? Steady? Go! Microsoft is dangling a new offer to get students to try its Office 365 University software. As of Monday, students with a qualifying .edu email address can register to receive 3 months free of Office 365 University and an extra 20 gigabytes of space for their SkyDrive online storage. Share the offer on Facebook. You'll get another 3 months free on top of that. So geared for college students and teachers, a license for Office 365 University costs $79.99 for 4 years and is good for up to two PCs or Macs. The education suite includes the same applications and features found in Office 365 Home Premium, including the 20 gigabytes of SkyDrive storage and 60 minutes worth of Skype calls per month. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, that's right. Skype bought Microsoft. Microsoft bought Skype, and so there you have it. Microsoft has also unveiled a couple of promo spots attempting to show how someone can use Office 365 and SkyDrive together, either individually or with a group. Microsoft has been touting the subscription-based Office 365 over its desktop counterpart for people who need to run the program on more than one device. The company initially had restricted Office 2013 to one PC per license, with relatively few options to transfer that license to a new PC. In response to user complaints, Microsoft eased their restrictions last week to allow Office 2013 users to transfer their licenses once every 90 days. Have you tried Office 365? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And coincidentally, those are the numbers you call to pledge, just like George did from Rochester, New York. We thank you, George, for your gift. We appreciate it. It's great to hear that we have another new member. Oh, he's a renewing member. Excellent. Thank you very much. Glad to know that your membership has done well for you enough that you want to give us even more of your membership time. So thank you very much. We appreciate that definitely. Thank you.
So Microsoft has done some sneaky things recently with their Office 365. The Office 365 is an annual license, so you have to pay every year to keep using the software.
Yep.
They raised the prices of their standalone installers. Office 2011 for Mac, that I'm most familiar with, it was $120 for one user, and it was $150 for three users. So most people bought the three-user pack, and that was a flat purchase. Don't have to purchase anything again. Now, with the Office 365 license, a one-user license is $140. There is no three-user license, and what Microsoft touts as the best deal is their Office 365 family license, which is five licenses for $100 a year.
Yeah.
So that is a pretty good value, but it's per year. So you want to keep using your Microsoft Office after a year? You got to pay another $100.
Well, one of the problems Microsoft has always had, and we've talked about it before, is their products are good. Yeah. So when you buy Windows XP, why do you need a new operating system? When you buy Office once, why do you need a new word processor, right, spreadsheet, whatever, whatever? That's their problem. They don't get renewed. That's why they keep upping what you get with it. But most people, 99% of us, don't need more than we have in the basic stuff.
Right.
So people don't upgrade Windows until they're forced to because you can't get security updates. People don't upgrade Office at all for any reason.
Yeah, we run into to people that are still running Office 2004, 2008. The big problem we ran into on the Mac side is in 2006, Apple shifted from the IBM PC to the Intel PC chip. And so a lot of software written before 2006 won't run on a current Mac. So we have people that still have Office 2002, Office 2004, and they buy a new Mac. They can't run their old version of Office, so now they're forced to buy a new version of Office, and we're running out of old Office boxes that they can buy cheap. So now you're back to that. You have to pay every year to keep using Office.
Right, or of course you can download LibreOffice
something
for free.
Else, yeah. But most people are used to Office because that's what they have at work, and so that's the easiest thing to do at home, and people generally go for the easiest thing.
Or they don't know that they're compatible, or they don't even know that it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to thank Gary from Rochester for his generous donation as well. A new member, that's what we like to see. New blood coming in. All right, he's a senior citizen. But still, it's new blood for us, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Gary. And now to the phones. Our next caller is George from Greece, New York. Welcome, George. What's up?
Hi, fellas.
Are you a member?
I am. You
Excellent.
Just read my name here
Oh, that was you.
Ago.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much.
You're very welcome. It's a bargain.
Hey, darn right it is. That's an unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
where
are you
going to get
him.
That kind of a bargain anymore?
Glad to help. So I got a question for you. I had an offer from Adobe to download something called Adobe Reader XI. And that didn't seem familiar to me. I did a little checking, and I think I've been using something called Adobe Acrobat.
They renamed it. Acrobat was the program Adobe originally wrote that made and edited PDF files.
Yes.
And so PDF is the big common file format that gets bounced around the Internet.
Okay.
They still sell the Acrobat program if you want to make your own PDFs. And then they sell they gave away for free the Acrobat Reader to read PDF files. And there was too much confusion between Acrobat, Acrobat Pro, and Acrobat Reader. Some were free, some were $700. So they renamed themselves Adobe Reader. And then when they went to version 10, they called it Adobe Reader X. And now that they're version 11, it's Adobe Reader XI. So they're going to Roman numerals. And so the Adobe Reader is basically a free program to read PDFs with. Unfortunately, Adobe Reader and PDF files are a frequent target of malicious software right behind Flash and Java. So a lot of people use a third-party reader program.
Like Foxit.
Foxit Reader is very good for Windows, and Apple has their own preview PDF reader built into the Mac OS. The Adobe Reader does have a few more features. I sometimes use it for printing multiple NUP documents if I want, you know, 4 pages per sheet of paper. But generally speaking, it isn't necessary for PDFs. The one place I have seen it, at least on the Mac side, is for filling out forms. Not all PDF forms are compatible with Apple Preview. If you want to fill out the form and mail it back, and probably Foxit might have similar issues. So someone who had purchased Adobe Creative, the new Creative Suite Acrobat Pro, created a form that you can fill out and send in rather than printing, writing it in, and then trying to scan it back. So sometimes those forms don't work well in anything but the Adobe Reader. But the current version of Adobe Reader for Mac is 11.0.02, so it's called Adobe Reader XI.
But that's Roman numeral 11.
Yeah. And let me see what it is for Windows. Oh, they have, 27 different versions of Windows, 8, 7, Vista, XP, 32-bit, XP, 64-bit. So zillions of options available there. And lots of languages available. One of the problems we've run into with picking a language is some people don't see the button again. The alphabetically first language is often Arabic.
Yep.
We found one that was Austrian. Actually, Arabic comes before Austrian, so it depends on what languages it's available in. So you download this program and you can't read it because you missed what language it was downloading in.
Right.
Looks like the Windows version is also 11.0.02.
Yeah, they all are because they're trying to upgrade because of all the problems they've had with other versions.
Right. So each version gets updated to fix problems, although the Linux version is still at 9.5.4.
Yeah, none of us use Adobe Reader on Linux. Yeah. We have other programs that work better. The big thing is, God bless them, they are optimists.
Yes.
They keep assuming that this version will be secure.
Steve did a good job with that explanation, but you moved a little too fast for my memory on Roman numerals. I thought you said as they moved to version 10, but then I see the XI, and you along the way, one of you mentioned 11.
Right. The current version is 11, so it's XI, Roman numeral 11.
Oh, so it's not 10. I thought they were going forward to 10.
Well, when they went from 9, they used Arabic 9, but we only call it English 9.
Right.
And then they went to Roman numeral 10, or X, for version 10, and now they're at XI for 11.
I see. Okay.
It's sort of what Apple did when they went to OS 10. They used X, and so we're all wondering if they're going to go to XI for 11, because we're at 10.8 now, so we have 10.9. Will they go to 10.10, which
right.
is technically not a number, but it could be a version, but it's not a rational number.
Right.
So Adobe Reader XI or 11 is the current version of the Adobe Reader.
So just think, for one membership, look how much I just got.
See that? Yep. It was cheap at half the price, wasn't
there
it, George?
Go.
Huh?
It was cheap, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
Darn right.
And, now I have. Can I do a second question?
For your money, you can go for it.
I'm thinking of putting together a presentation using PowerPoint.
Right.
And one of the things I'd like to do, I've done a few years ago, but very simple. I'd like to take a graphic off from, in particular, I'm going to take it from Yahoo. It would be like a time graph showing some monetary value. How do I capture that and move it into a PowerPoint presentation?
There are a bunch of different ways to do it.
Yeah, if it happens to be an actual graphic file, you know, like a JPEG or a PNG, then quite often you can right-click on that graphic file, and there's a copy command, or there's a save as, and it will save that graphic file to your computer. Frequently, though, something like that would be a JavaScript that executes to generate that chart, and it would have to be screen captured. On the Mac, it's Command-Shift-3. On Windows, there's a print screen command, a button print screen, and that takes a copy of the screen, puts it on your clipboard, and then you can open MS Paint on Windows or Apple Preview, and crop the picture to be just that bit of the graph you want. And then that's just a regular picture you paste into PowerPoint. I'm sure under Windows there's programs that will let you capture a specific piece of the screen rather than the whole screen.
Okay.
On the Mac, it's Command-Shift-4 lets you capture a piece of a screen. And then that becomes just a picture file that you can paste into PowerPoint. Now, if you're really adventurous, you can paste the URL into PowerPoint, and when you go to that slide in your presentation, it will execute the URL, go to the website, and bring in that website as a frame in PowerPoint. But that means you have to have internet access where you're giving the presentation.
So if I understand, you're saying it's going to come in kind of real time.
Right.
If you have to be able to be connected to it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get adventurous a later time.
Yeah, just do a screenshot. That's the quickest, easiest way.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with the drive.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your pledge. You know, you can pledge as well. It's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Back in a couple of minutes, 40 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
Becoming a member of Jazz 90.1 is a very rewarding experience. There are thank you gifts at most levels, and the membership card gets you discounts at local member card businesses. And on top of that, your net donation is tax deductible when you itemize deductions. Best of all, there's that rewarding feeling you get knowing that you've done something to ensure the future of the best music on the planet, the music of jazz on Jazz 90.1. For a complete list of member card businesses, visit www.jazz901.org.
Hey, Jack, how's your car doing?
Well, things ain't what they used to be.
Oh, you mean like smoke gets in your eyes?
Yeah, and I can't get started.
When you're ready to face the music and replace your old vehicle, why not donate it to Jazz 90.1? We'll even come pick it up.